Usually don't. A new sitcom coming to ABC next fall. Hilarious Hilaria. On the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
You know, I feel really bad for Hilaria Baldwin.
What?
Here's why. Yesterday, we were all set to talk about her in the third hour of our show, and well, events prevented that from happening. So she didn't get the due she deserved. But she's about to get the doo-doo she deserves in the form of some really dumb stories. So Hilaria Baldwin is still up to no good. And she's still smarting after the world kind of spanked her for pretending to be a Spanish person for over a decade. All in the pursuit of cold hard cash. Yeah, that's true. That's the wife of Alec Baldwin. And, you know, most recently, I think we talked about how she was like, you know, oh, I'm just so sad that people were not nice to me. Right? Like,
it's a really hard time for her.
It was a really hard time.
Because people found out she'd been lying.
Yeah.
It's still a hard time for me.
I just don't understand people who are like, it's really hard when you have consequences. Like, what? What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway, exclusive from People Magazine. I wanted to share this with you because when I see a People exclusive, I see what?
The call is coming from inside the house. Somebody who has a particular version of a story to tell wants to use People Magazine to tell their story.
Exactly. And in this case, if it's a People exclusive about Alec and Hilaria, it's probably Alec and or Hilaria, right? So here's the headline. Alec Baldwin is supportive of Hilaria amid controversy over her past. He's tried to cheer her up. So did somebody really need to stop what they were doing and send a memo to People Magazine letting them know, don't worry, Alec has been hard trying to keep, hard at work trying to keep Hilaria Baldwin happy? Like, that's a People exclusive? Like, I would just assume that your husband tries to make you feel better the world poo-poos on you.
Can I just point something out really quickly, though? That is exactly the kind of thing that proves our point.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because, again, like, if it's an exclusive, it better be juicy. But if it's not juicy, that just tells me that Alec Baldwin sent them a quick jotted down greeting card and said, hey, People love you. Could you write a little story about how I'm supporting my wife?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Also,
kiss, kiss, bye.
She's had a real rough go recently because it was her birthday.
Oh.
And Alec Baldwin has now wished her a happy birthday on Instagram.
What, you know what I like to do on my birthday? I like to go and review my birth certificate just to see if I'm actually being honest about where I was born.
Well, now we all should, because we've learned a valuable lesson, and that is the world does not take kindly to people who grift on our own laziness. Because that's exactly what she did. I mean, it's not like she was hiding in plain sight, right? Like, it was obvious to anybody who did the work that she was pretending to be something she wasn't. I won't say it was totally in plain sight, because she did lie about, or did not correct, she lied by omission, in that there were outlets reporting that she, and internet sources claiming that she was born in Mallorca, Spain. It was Mallorca, right?
Yeah.
And she never corrected those mistakes. In fact, she even said, like, she would read articles about her that got the things wrong, but didn't correct them. So, like, that's the same, actually, as lying to them.
It is, right.
Because that's not telling the truth.
Right.
So, but again, to my point, like, she was doing that out in plain sight. Anyway, she had a birthday, and she's still miserable. But Alec Baldwin and her amazingly fabulous, successful, healthy family are helping her through this difficult time.
I'm so glad she has support.
Now, speaking of support, she actually lost a tiny bit of support. So this is actually the kind of stuff that I want to pay attention to, because I don't care how she chooses to live her life. If she wants to wear, like, you know, I don't know, a bag on her head with cutouts and pretend she's the invisible comic, or what was his name, the ugly comic?
Oh, from The Gong Show?
Yeah. Remember that guy from the 70s who put a paper bag on his head?
The unknown comic.
If she wants to do that, do it. Great. I don't care. But she's got all these endorsements, And if you got those endorsements based on a lie, I mean, right. I'm curious to see if those companies are going to stand by her. Well, apparently one of them has said adios. And that is, in fact...
Did they say it in English, though?
They actually tweeted it out through social media. Adios. No, it was Cuties Baby Care. Ah. Which, isn't that those oranges?
That's what I kept thinking, too, when you said cuties. I thought it was the oranges.
No, it's baby wipes.
I don't know about that.
Well, anyway,
No
more baby wipes for her. In fact, they responded by saying in a statement, in response to the inquiries we've had about Hilaria, we would like to inform all of our loyal Cuties followers that Hilaria's partnership with Cuties Baby Care has ended.
Also, can I just say, if you are one of the loyal followers of Cuties Baby Wipes, I'd like for you to examine your life choices, because there's a big, beautiful world out there of things that you can really fan over that are more exciting than wipes
and diapers.
Butt wipes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, thanks. Well.
But you know, those are bougie ass butt wipes.
Bougie ass. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, those are not just your garden variety.
They are kind of pricey, I'll be honest. You can definitely, if you buy store brand, you really can save some money.
I would. If I had a kid, I'd be like, I'd
a wipe is a wipe,
like,
y'all.
Paper towel and like a spray bottle.
You know what, though? That actually is like, there was, I don't want to say it. That's like a whole movement, though. No pun intended.
What, spraying your kid?
No, but like making your own wipes paper towels and
like a family cloth.
Yeah, yeah.
Pioneer,
except for it's like
baby wipes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe I did that once.
No, it's fine. We all do weird things.
Yeah.
You've also made your
money.
Own cheese. I did want to say that she still has endorsements. I didn't know she had an endorsement with Spindrift, which I am a huge Spindrift fan, and I know you are too, mm-hmm. or at least I think you guys equally enjoy Spindrift. Mattel.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I like anything with bubbles and a little fruity flavor.
Right?
Yes.
And they I don't know, they just are. Have you ever had a pineapple?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you know what I do? Oh, do you want to know what I do?
Oh, do you want to know what I do?
Life hacks. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you mine first.
Okay.
Because one of my favorite things is apple or pineapple orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if I feel like I want a little jolt of sugar, I do the pineapple with actual orange juice. But sometimes I use an orange sparkling water.
What?
And the pineapple, and it tastes a little bit like orange pineapple juice. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Oh, yum.
What do you do?
I just drink Spindrift.
That's your hack?
Yeah. I just open it
and drink it.
Glug. Glug. I think my second favorite is probably the raspberry lime.
Oh, that one's a good one, too.
Grapefruit, I have to be in the mood for.
Me, too. I have a few at my house if you'd like me to bring
them. And
not
on certain medications, so make sure you're not taking medications. Because some medications interfere. Grapefruit is like the only thing that can interfere with like medications, and so you have to be really careful.
Okay, back to Hilaria Baldwin.
Anyway, Spindrift, Mattel, Fisher-Price, and Bissell have declined Page Six's numerous requests for comment. She's fine. I mean, she is going to pay a price because, you know, Cuties butt wipes are going to be offended.
Here's the thing that I, again, like, time will tell, right? But, like, what's her next move? Is she going to continue to show up on my TV asking how to say cucumber in English? Or is she going to embrace the Bostonian Hilaria or Hillary?
That'll be interesting, yeah. When she makes her public appearances, what accent will she choose?
Who's she going to be?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Because she still says that there was nothing wrong with what she did, that she just goes back and forth.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, celebrities behaving badly. We call them D-bags after this on My Talk 107.1.